by the hour.
Picking up chicks takes on a little different meaning this time of year at Farmers Co-op. Their second shipment of chicks is scheduled to arrive March 25th and will be available for as long as they last. And while you're there, pick up other supplies you'll need to keep those little critters chirping, like starter feed, waterers, heat lamps, and bedding. The chicks are in and waiting for you to pick them up at Farmers Co-op. Stop by today at 1450 Coffeen Avenue in Sheridan.
A lot of things in Wyoming depend on the weather. Your financial future shouldn't. This is Frank Boley with Legacy Ridge Private Wealth in Sheridan. Our team provides disciplined financial guidance to help individuals, families, and businesses create a plan built for the long run. Don't leave your future to chance. Visit us at 45 North Main next to Frackleton's. Legacy Ridge Private Wealth, grounded in values, built for generations. Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA and SIPC.
This announcement brought to you by Farmers Co-op Country Store on Coffeen Avenue, home of the 99-cent soda.
Hi, this is Tracy Landis with the Wyoming Free Tax Service. Are you looking for free tax preparation? The Wyoming Free Tax Service is here to help you. IRS-certified tax preparers help low- to moderate-income families in Buffalo and Sheridan complete their tax returns. There's no charge for this service. For further information or to make an appointment, call Wendy at 307-710-1022.
This is Public Pulse, your information and conversation program, brought to you by First Federal Bank and Trust. You can voice your opinion by calling 672-KROE. That's 672-5763. Now, your host for Public Pulse, Floyd Whiting.
Tuesday, March 24th. From the foot of the Bighorns in Wyoming's Emerald City, I'm Floyd Whiting, and this is Public Pulse. And this morning, we are joined by Bev Leichnam and Sherry Munisheda, representing the Philanthropic Education Organization. Good morning, ladies, and welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Good morning. Thank you for having us.
So the big question, what is the Philanthropic Education? I see, I have a tough time with that word. That's why I'm saying it so the way that I am. Philanthropic Educational Organization. And what is the overall mission of the PEO that I'll be calling it from here on out?
Thank you. Thank you. Yes, we are more commonly known as PEO, which, as you said, is Philanthropic Educational Organization. And that organization is dedicated to providing educational opportunities for women worldwide. That's their mission.
Wow.
And it's not just scholarships for high school students. It expands to women of all paths of life, where they're at in their educational journey. It could be women that are 40 years old who no longer have children at home, and now they want to have another career. It can be extending your career from a bachelor's to a master's or master's to a doctorate. It can even be, goodness gracious, someone as old as me who wants to start college and get an associate's.
Yeah. That's, it's such a wide net that is actually cast by the PEO. Worldwide, every woman, every opportunity. I mean,
yes,
really, that's what it is, isn't it? And so every female out there listening right now could think, okay, I can be a member of this. I could apply for something that this offers. Now, when was this founded? How long has the PEO been around?
You want to go ahead? Okay, so sorry, we're taking turns. It was founded.
Sherry's stepping in with the history. What do you know, right?
Wow, shocking. Yes. So PEO was founded in 1869 at the Iowa Wesleyan University.
Wow.
By seven women, and some, it was, you know, that time of year where you're getting invited to sororities, and some were invited into sororities, and some weren't. And they thought, well, that's not fair. We're just going to make our own club. And that's what they did. And so since 1869, they've expanded to more than 184,000 women in the U.S. and Canada, and a few groups overseas members who raise money and support women's education. And this is, they formed this at a time when only one in five, or sorry, for every five students who went to college that were male, there's one female student. So men were proportionately going to school much more than women at this time. And so it really shows how much they valued education, and they wanted to just help other women get educated.
You know, that the story itself is absolutely empowering. A bunch of people who were like, hey, we weren't invited to the party. Yeah. We're going to go have our own party.
They were teenagers.
Exactly.
Yeah. And what's great is their party's bigger now. So much bigger now. Is it considered a sorority?
No.
Sherry?
I mean, I guess we're the PEO sisterhood, but it's not like a school affiliation.
Okay.
I wouldn't say a sorority.
So now it's just kind of broadened its horizons and stepped out of that sorority role to become something much more.
Expanded past the school.
It's amazing. Now, what types of educational opportunities does the PEO actually provide?
Yeah. So, we own a college, for example. The only.
Talk about stepping out of the sorority role, right?
Yeah. And so, I'm really blanking. We're the only group that's non-secular to own its own college. And it's expanded from, it started as a boarding school for grade school and high school, and then 2 years of college. And there's a lot of, it's Cottey College in Nevada, Missouri. I went there. There's several people in town that went there from Wyoming. Yeah. And when we went, it was 2 years, you got your associates. Now it's expanded into a 4-year program. It's for just women. So in a time when so many women's schools are closing, Cottey is expanding. And so a lot of that support, these 184,000 women are supporting this school.
That's incredible.
So, yeah. So not only do we have a college, but we give grants to women who continue their education after a gap in their college careers. We give scholarships to outstanding high school students. There's a really competitive award for women looking to pursue the terminal degree in their field. And we loan money to women within 2 years of graduating, and the interest rate's only 2%. Graduating college. And then finally, we give scholarships to recent female high school graduates in other countries who are looking to come to the U.S. to study.
Oh, incredible.
So there's six different projects.
How does the organization operate here at the local level in Sheridan?
We have, I believe, five local PEO groups, and we do fundraising for our own local women.
Okay.
And one thing I do want to make clear, you don't have to go to Cottey College in order to receive one of these grants or loans or scholarships.
Any young lady coming up to their degree to get out of high school, they're thinking, boy, how am I going to get college paid for? They need to consider you.
Yes. Yes. And that process works in that you do have to have a mentor within our group that would nominate you for that scholarship. So that is your connection. You don't have to be a member of that local PEO. You just have to have that connection, someone that will mentor and support you for that scholarship.
That's incredible. How do you go out and find those that you mentor?
Well, so this is the tricky part. We have, you know, these international scholarships that all our chapters support, and then we have state scholarships. Every state has its own little pocket of scholarships. And our whole mission is to give this money to women looking for education. And so we have teamed up with local high school teachers, and they look around and see, you know, in their classes. We've worked with the college for the national, Phi Beta Kappa, I think.
Wow.
We've just had open houses, and all five chapters are there. And, you know, it's an info day. So high school juniors, seniors, come talk to us. If a chapter gets more applicants than they can support, because you only do one for each big project, they'll give them to other chapters. And be like, hey, we have two girls that we think need to be nominated. We'll take one. we want you to take this other one. And we do it. And so we share that information between chapters.
That's incredible. That way all the chapters get a kind of a pool of young ladies that they can give this money to, and they're not sitting around on a bunch of money in case they can't find anyone. You guys can basically say, hey, I've got a few that could really use that pool.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
It is.
Five chapters just here locally.
Yes.
That really shows the involvement, the reach of this, and it really shows the availability to young ladies out there who may be listening or whose parents may be listening right now. Hey, this is something we might want to think about.
Yes.
And this is information that's available at the high school levels through the guidance office.
Perfect.
They are aware that these scholarships are available, and there are contact people at the high schools that can either direct them to us or they can be directly involved. We have two sisters from our group that are up at the high school, which is really wonderful for us because they have hands on.
Yeah.
They know these girls. They understand their situations and how we can assist them in furthering their education.
And being able to counsel them through the process, because I'm sure there's a process. There's a process to everything. Mm-hmm. Now, what drew you, Sherry? I'll start there. What drew you to the PEO to begin with?
My mom, both my grandmothers, and all of my aunts are in it. So
legacy.
Yes, absolutely. So I just always knew when I turned 18, I was going to get initiated. Yeah. And so really, yeah, it was just seeing it with my mom, our local chapter back in Kansas. It was all our teachers. And like, I just knew all these ladies since I was little. And so then I got old enough to join, and now I'm with them. It's just such a good networking thing. You know, you have the support. When I moved to college, I would wear a Cotty shirt somewhere, and I knew I would find another PEO would find me.
Yeah.
And so when I moved to Illinois, I got hooked up with another chapter because they saw my Cotty shirt. And so I just, it's just such a good networking thing. I moved to Wyoming. My mom looked up, well, who do we know in Wyoming? And she didn't know anybody, but she went to our directory and found somebody who helped me find my first apartment here.
That's great. Like, that's a
supportive. Yes. Supportive. I love it.
It goes beyond the funding. It goes beyond even like the sorority idea where it originally began. Now it's like a sisterhood that stretches the world over.
Truly is. And we've been there for each other. And it's not just people in one age range. It spans all the age ranges. And it's just such good support. So selfishly, I get a lot out of it.
What about you, Bev? What drew
so you to my story is a little bit different than Sherry's. I had a really good friend, Liz Gale, who was in PEO in the same group that Sherry was. And she invited me in. What drew me was the fact that I was so impressed with the fact that here were opportunities that I could work towards to help other women in their striving for education. Because as a young teenager myself, my parents couldn't afford to send me to college. And it was a huge struggle. Huge struggle. And so it was like, okay, maybe my life wasn't as easy as it could have been. So this is my opportunity to make things better for someone else.
Yeah.
And so that's what drew me to PEO.
Bev, I love that because it's empowering through empowering.
Yes.
And I love that. I think that's fantastic. Now, what has your experience been like since joining the organization?
I really do want to focus in on the sisterhood part. Mm-hmm. And it's like, yes, we have a mission. We are out there to fundraise and do these wonderful things. But at the same time, the support level for women within our group. So it's a huge friendship. And you're there for that individual when bad things happen, when there's a death, when there's, a change in their life. you know, the good, the bad, the up, the down. It is all encompassing. And it's not just that one night a month when we have our meeting. It's every day.
Yeah.
Every day.
Texting each other, checking on each other, speaking with each other, advising each yes. other. I mean, really.
Being supportive.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And having such a wealth of knowledge at your fingertips. You know, I could only imagine how great it would be to go someplace, even if it is once a month, and say, mm-hmm. I've got a issue at work. Have you guys ever faced this before? And then having literally generations of women go, oh, girl, let me tell you how to get this done.
Well, and honestly, in our organization, we have such an eclectic group of yeah. people. I mean, we have very young individuals, and then, you know, we have the oldsters like me and everyone in between and different walks of life. The experience mm-hmm. Level of everyone, the career differences, it's massive and it's great.
And the
because
knowledge.
If I don't know something, someone within our group mm-hmm. can give me that assistance.
And I don't want to say that this is some sort of underhanded advantage, but let's look at it for what it really is. Networking.
Yeah,
absolutely.
This is a huge network of highly intelligent women who are belong to a sisterhood and are willing to help each other out. Like Sherry said, I need an apartment. I've never been here before. Oh, don't worry about it. We got yeah. you. I mean, that's strength.
You know, one other thing that just came to mind when Sherry was talking about wearing her Cotti shirt and someone somewhere would, oh, I'm a PEO. Yep. What group do you belong to? What state? Whatever. I happened to be at a leadership conference this past summer and actually met Senator Barlow. And his wife, Kelly, is a PEO.
She's a state officer.
Oh,
yes.
That's incredible.
And so even though I may have wanted to talk to Senator Barlow about upcoming things in the legislature, it was really exciting to know that. And it's like, is she here? Is she here? yeah. I think I'd like to talk to her, please.
And their daughter went to Cotti too. And I met her a couple years ago. And so you just have all these connections with
absolutely.
People that maybe you wouldn't normally get to meet.
A lot of times, you know, one thing that I'm always kind of telling people, and it's difficult for grown-ups to make friends like little kids, you know,
mm-hmm.
but being part of an organization like this, we automatically have things in common. We mm-hmm. automatically have goals in common
yeah.
and things that we would like to see done in the world in common. And I really, really appreciate organizations like this. And I don't think there's enough women's organizations mm-hmm. like this. So I think that this is fantastic. All right. Now, stick with us. When we come back, we're going to be stepping onto the runway and talking about the Spring Style Show and how you can be a part of it. More with the PEO members, Bev Leichnam and Sherry Mooney-Shada, in just a moment. You're listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE and 103.9 FM.
Sheridan, I'm Nicole Pierce.
And I'm Maren Borsheim with First Federal Bank and Trust.
Dreaming about owning your first home?
The Mortgage Rate Relief Program could lower your interest rate by 1.5% below the current market rate with a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage.
That means real monthly savings.
It's available to qualifying homebuyers purchasing a primary residence.
Let's see if you qualify.
Funds are limited, so stop in, call us, or visit efirstfederal.bank.
First Federal Bank and Trust. Homeownership just got more affordable. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Doug, is it possible to make my 5-year-old truck feel new again?
Absolutely, Bob. Send it to the detail shop at Waring Chevrolet.
Well, what are you going to do?
Deep interior cleaning, exterior polish, and that showroom shine.
Even my dog hair situation?
Especially your dog hair situation.
My truck might have looked better than when I bought it new.
Happens all the time.
That's detailing the Waring way.
The kind that keeps people coming back.
Schedule your detail today. Call the Waring Detail Shop, 673-6794. Stop by 409 Broadway.
When it comes to orthopedic care, experience matters. At Sheridan Orthopedic Associates, our team of board-certified specialists brings decades of trusted expertise to every diagnosis, treatment, surgery, and recovery plan. From sports injuries to joint replacements, Sheridan Orthopedics offers both surgical and non-surgical care tailored to your needs right here in your community. Choose the team that physicians and families have trusted for generations. Learn more about our team of experts at SheridanOrtho.com. Sheridan Orthopedics, expertise you can count on.
In Wyoming, we don't talk much about feelings. We fix things. Fences, engines, the weather. We just live with it. But lately, too many of our older neighbors are quietly giving up. Sometimes they say they're tired. Sometimes they just stop showing up. When someone starts to pull away, saying something can make all the difference. Asking, "Are you okay?" doesn't make it worse. It might just save a life. And when someone's hurting, even for a few days, can give them the time they need to heal. If you or someone you love is in crisis, call or text 988. You'll reach trained counselors day or night. Wyoming takes care of its own. Always has. Always will. A message from Wyoming Health Fairs with support from the McMurray Foundation, Natrona Collective Health Trust, and the Wyoming Association of Broadcasters. Working together to make sure no Wyoming neighbor faces their darkest moments alone.
Good morning and welcome back to Public Pulse. I'm your host, Floyd Whiting, and this morning we're speaking with philanthropic educational organization representatives Bev Lightham and Sherry Mooney Shada. And I know I'm terrible with that word. I can see the smile on your face across the table, Bev. I really do try with that word. This is a fantastic organization, folks. And, you know, go back to the first of the show after we get this up online if you didn't manage to catch it. Because this is an organization that I myself am going to be sharing the information from these two ladies with my own little girl who is currently in college. This is what I feel could really, really push them up over that level that every parent wants their kid to go to. Now, you guys have got an upcoming event that is going to help so many young ladies get to where they're looking to go. Tell me about the Spring Style Show and what inspired this event.
Okay, so we had, well, our local chapter president had seen this happen and heard about it in another town and decided to help bring this here. So it, our first partner was with the Allure Boutique on Main Street, and she had done this fashion show as a fundraiser in Douglas at her other location. And so when she was speaking to our chapter president, they started talking and decided we can totally do that here, and we can invite other boutiques too because we're a big town. And so we decided to give this a try. We'll have people of all ages modeling clothing from different stores in town. So it's something you can see, something you can go buy. And do you want to talk about the tickets and all that?
Okay. Tickets are available at the door, but let me back up. This event is April 19th. It's a Sunday. It's after Easter. It's after the NCAA basketball tournament. It's before Memorial Day.
Bev, at least you know. You know folks. You know them, don't you?
Yeah. I don't think that you probably have anything else on your schedule for April 19th except to come to our PEO style show, April 19th at the Hub. It's from 2 to 4 in the afternoon. Tickets are available at the door. But if you wish to purchase tickets prior to that, you can go to one of our other sisters at Sheridan County Title. They have tickets available there.
That's fantastic. And Bev, you can tell. You scheduled the lives of how many individuals in the past. All right. Do they got anything going on? This is important.
And there's no track meets or soccer games that Sunday.
See, you got your bases covered, my friend. You got your bases covered. What can they expect to kind of see? We've got is spring coming up, so it's going to be a lot of spring fashions that are getting ready to hit those racks, right?
So the boutiques that we have that will be showcasing their fashion wares, is, of course, Allure, Real Deals, Rose Petal, and the clothing company. And so you can tell just by those four that we have a wide range of ages, as Sherry said. So we will have littles, you know, young elementary age kids. We will have teenagers. We will have adult women. And then we will have really, really adult women like myself.
You know, when I'm thinking about this, it's a fantastic event. It's a fantastic time for a lot of women and girls to come out. This could be like a mother-daughter thing. This could be a
daddy-daughter thing. Grandma, mom, and daughter. Absolutely. And it doesn't have to be relegated to just the female gender.
That's right. That's right. Because as a dad, I would have thought, you know what? This is a fantastic event. You want to go to a fashion show?
Yeah.
Let's go check it out.
It's no different than a father-daughter dance.
There you go. Exactly. It'd be a fantastic event. Mm-hmm. Take your child, your little girl, too. She could see some of the spring outfits that she'd like to wear. At the same time, you're raising money for a great cause, for her education. And one thing, you know, sticks in my mind, do it for her. I'd love to see a bunch of dads out there with their girls. I think that would be great. It'd be fantastic to see. Now, was there any parameters put on the types of fashions that we'll be able to see?
I don't think so. Our committee worked together to make sure that, you know, it didn't get too big for our very first year. So it was limited to just four boutiques, what they offer, and this is our test run. So, maybe next year we can have more boutiques involved. But really the idea was to keep it kind of small for the first year, offer, you know, show things that are offered locally. And then, if you take your ticket into any of those shops, you get a percentage off your purchase too. So your ticket's also a coupon.
That's fantastic. Okay. So real quick, one more time. Let's talk about how someone can help. Let's say I can't get to that show. But boy, this is an organization I want to contribute to. What do I need to do?
Well, we do have another fundraiser that our particular group does. And in the fall, we do pecan sales. So each local PEO has their own fundraising. I know one of the groups has a lovely artist, and she drew note cards, and then they had those printed up.
Oh, wow.
And they sell those note cards. So every group does their own fundraising to help supplant the scholarship funds. If you were interested in donating, purchase a ticket. Give it to someone else.
Yeah.
If nothing else, the purchase of your ticket is going to go for the scholarships.
Bev, that is a great idea. I can't make it,
yeah,
but I know a mom who's got four little girls who can.
Yes.
So I'm going to purchase those tickets, and I'm going to gift those to them, and they can go have a great Sunday together while, you know, kind of learning a little bit more about the PEO. Now, if I did want to just, you know, extend the knowledge of the PEO that we haven't talked about. Mm-hmm. If I'm looking for more information, where should I go, Sherry?
So peointernational.org is the overall website for the whole organization. And there's a lot of sections on there that explain our different projects, membership, everything like that. And then locally, our state has its own website too, and that's wypeo.com. And then you can learn more about it within the state as well.
That's fantastic. I would love, you know, for the PEO International to look at the equality state of Wyoming and say, yeah, you know, those people over there are doing great, but have you seen Wyoming? Holy cow, they're everywhere. I'd love to see that. Bev, one more time, where and when can I take part in this fashion show?
Sunday, April 19th, 2 to 4 p.m., at the Hub on Smith Street.
Fantastic. Ladies, thank you so much for coming in and speaking with me this morning. You know, you've educated a lot of individuals on a great organization, to include myself, and I'm going to pass that information along. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, when we return, we're going to speak with the Sheridan Advocacy and Resource Center. You're listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE and 103.9 FM, Sheridan.
Marin, everyone keeps asking, are rates ever going to help buyers?
Actually, yes. I'm Marin Borsheim.
And I'm Nicole Pierce with First Federal Bank and Trust.
Our mortgage rate relief program may lower your mortgage rate up to 1.5% below the current market rate with a 30-year fixed rate mortgage.
That can make a big difference in monthly payments.
If you're buying your primary home, you may qualify.
Funds are limited, so call us today or visit efirstfederal.bank.
First Federal Bank and Trust. Let's get you into your home. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Talking with Bill from Tales of the City. Bill, can you tell me what you mean by treats with a purpose?
We have all kinds of different treats. Bully sticks. These are naturally drained, naturally dried. We have supplements like Ultra Oil, which completes the 3, 6, 9 omegas. And then there's Ultra Joint. It really helps the older dogs, helps dogs with joint problems. There's a lot of dogs that need that supplement.
Stop by Tales of the City and check out the wide selection of treats with a purpose. 218 West Burkett.
Ready to put your puzzle skills to the test? Join the Sheridan Public Arts Committee for another exciting puzzle competition. Sunday, March 29th from 2 to 4 p.m. at Smith Alley Brewing Company. Grab your team, claim your table, and race the clock for bragging rights and great prizes. It's the perfect way to spend a Sunday afternoon with friends, a little friendly competition, and plenty of fun. Plus, proceeds help support Sheridan's dynamic public art and sculpture collection. Spots are limited. Sign up today at artinsheridan.com/classes.
Mark your calendar for an unforgettable evening Friday, March 27th from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Sheridan County Fairgrounds Exhibit Hall. The Compass Fundraising Gala, where talent takes the stage, will be a night of entertainment, food, and fun, where you get to vote for your favorite act, dress in your best red carpet attire, and visit the selfie station. Tickets are very limited, so get yours today at compassforfamilies.org. That's compass, the number 4, families.org.
Hi, David Cox here from Sheridan Honda. Looking for that new car? We got new Hondas on the lot and more arriving daily. We also have a great selection of pre-owned vehicles, fully serviced, ready to go. If your driveway is crowded, we buy cars too. Drive down for a no-obligation offer. Need to get outside and play? Check out our full lineup of Honda and Can-Am Power Sports. And if you are passing through on a Saturday, come play indoor cornhole in the sales building from noon to 5. Let us show how easy it is and fun it is to do business with Sheridan Honda today.
It's the final days of Mossholder's Mattress Sale. Every mattress, in every size, is on sale now. Find the Serta or Beautyrest mattress that is most comfortable to you. Mossholder's has premium hybrid mattresses like the Beautyrest Black and Serta's new line, the Perfect Sleeper X. Mossholder's also carries mattresses great for a guest room, kids room, or for those on a budget. Once you find the right mattress, don't forget to add high-quality pillows, sheets, or an adjustable foundation, as all bedding is discounted as well. That's Mossholder's Mattress Sale going on now. Mossholder's, furniture is our passion.
Good morning and welcome back to Public Pulse, proudly brought to you by our friends out there at First Federal Bank and Trust. I'm your host, Floyd Whiting. This April, Sexual Assault Awareness Month, it's going to be reflecting on 25 years of action and progress toward ending sexual assault, abuse, and harassment. The 2026 theme this year is 25 years stronger, looking back, and moving forward. This is going to celebrate the resilience of survivors and the communities that have worked for change. Listeners are advised that this portion of the show will be talking about themes of sexual assault, upcoming events, and the work being done to empower victims and help them reclaim their lives. Joining me this morning is the Assistant Director and Victim Witness Coordinator of the Sheridan Advocacy and Resource Center, Rhonda Weber. Good morning, Rhonda. Welcome back.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
It's always a pleasure having you on here.
I know. I really enjoy coming and doing this show. So
I think you and I could probably fill two or three shows very easily.
Very easy. Yeah.
The month coming up.
Yeah.
Really, really important.
Yeah. Yeah. thank you for allowing us this space to talk about it, because that's really what the month is just, I think, creating a space where these conversations can happen that don't normally happen out in the open or might be difficult to have. And so we just really, as a center, use this month to have those conversations, create little pockets of education opportunities, raise awareness, and just, you know, kind of create this space where maybe survivors or people out there who want to talk about it know that there are safe spaces to talk about it and start somewhere.
When it comes to situations like that, some people aren't ready.
Right.
But maybe they just want to walk in the door,
yeah,
and be part of an event,
mm-hmm,
to try and maybe subconsciously give them the strength,
yeah,
to sit down and have this tough conversation,
yeah,
with you or a counselor or, sure, whoever.
I think that's totally normal. Most of the, you know, as you and I have talked, been doing this work for 18 years. And so I think most of the survivors I meet, do just want these little pockets of opportunity to participate, maybe not share fully or indulge fully in what we're offering, but do just be present, and that's meaningful for them. And so we try to work really hard to curate a lot of opportunities this month where people can participate, even if it's just sharing a post that maybe resonates with them or attending one of the events that we're hosting. So
I don't want to get too deep into,
sure,
the flowers on what I'm about to ask, but
yeah,
I've thought a lot about this,
mm-hmm,
and I saw the number today, 25 years,
mm-hmm,
of Sexual Assault Awareness, mm-hmm, Month in all the history of mankind.
Well,
only the last 25 years.
25
really?
Years of, you know, the way I think of it, 25 years of probably federally recognized or funded awareness,
exactly,
through national institutions, organizations. You know, our center has been open since the 80s, and that was very much needed at that time. So you can imagine it's just years and years and years of historical abuse.
Exactly. And
yeah,
I think that's kind of what I was thinking, is like, man, only 25 years.
Yeah, only
we're
yeah,
bringing this to the forefront.
Yeah, yeah,
in
I know
all the history of man.
I know.
But the work has been going on forever.
Forever. I mean, the Yvonne, our director, we talk about all the time all the really hard work that the people who worked in the center before us had to do, mm-hmm, at a time where maybe things weren't really accepted to do this kind of work. And thankfully, we're in a community now where it's easy to do this work. It's just not always easy to have the types of conversations we need to have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, these are conversations that need,
yeah,
to be had.
Yeah.
Let's say in certain chambers.
Yeah. Especially right now.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. I do think right now that's, you know, that's definitely on our minds as we're creating content for this month, as well as, you know, the everything that's happening worldwide and nationally. You know, there might be some difficult times for a lot of survivors out there right now. They might have a lot of frustrations. And so we just really want to remain a place that is safe, provides true and accurate information and education, and is open to, yeah, receive these conversations.
You know, it, on top of going through everything that victims go through,
mm-hmm,
now having to go in and tell your story is, mm-hmm, like reliving the event over and over.
Yeah, for sure. And we're thankful in Sheridan, you know, our officers are really compassionate about that aspect. You know, our advocates are really trained. So in case they do ever have to do any type of reporting process, we can inform and educate them. You know, this is the process, retelling, you know, really just try and support. And again, to me, that's what resonates with me this month, is how can we support these individuals and help them through to live the lives that they deserve to live.
When someone reports,
mm-hmm,
they go into the SPD,
mm-hmm,
and they say, if they were to get in there and say, I need someone,
mm-hmm,
call the Sheridan Advocacy and Resource. Mm-hmm. Does the SPD work with you?
Yeah.
To the point where you're like, you know what? I got an advocate on the way. They're going to help.
Yeah.
They'll be in there.
We are really lucky to have that relationship with them. And I think they understand the importance. It's taken time,
yeah,
you know, I think, to build that trust and a lot of work on both of our agencies' parts. But They do know and trust now. We are not there to interfere with an investigation. We don't want to do their job.
Right.
We just want to support this person to go through probably one of the most difficult days of their lives. And then be the constant after the report. You know, law enforcement does a really great job at the PD and the Sheriff's Department to obtain the information, start the investigation. But we remain the constant with the victim to provide them that ongoing support after the report, during the court process, if there is a court process, after adjudication, and then beyond.
And it's the beyond
that
gets me every time, because, and you and I have talked about this in the past, but I want you to say it again. What is the longest you have sat with a case?
Me with an actual active case has been pushing 18 to 19 months, but with a person that I've worked with several clients. Like I said, I've been there for 18 years. I've worked with several clients for upwards of 6 to 7 years.
There till,
yeah.
till you don't need me anymore.
I tell people all the time, I'm not, call me, give me a call. Unless I win the lottery tomorrow, I'm here. and then I'm probably still there, honestly.
Yeah.
But you know, I want to know about your good days and I want to know about your bad days.
Yeah.
Whatever you want to share with me.
And you'll be there with them.
Yeah. And I love those phone calls. And a lot of the times it's phone calls, people have moved or I see them out and about in the community. And, you know, specifically we're talking, you know, sexual assault survivors, since that's what we're talking about, and just living the lives that they deserve. And they did all that work, and it's just cool. There's a lot of successes in our job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not all
bad
information.
Right, yeah.
You get to see the flowery bloom.
Yeah, of course. And they do amazing. All that. They do all that work. And I think it's, you know, we are the crisis intervention center. We are there for the hard times. But, you know, these are people. I want to talk to them beyond the crisis. So, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you are going to see me around town. It's not that big of a city.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Know? Yeah.
And if you don't want to bring it up or say hi, give me a high five.
I will never approach a person. You know, I respect that. But they are more than welcome to approach me. So, yeah.
So let's talk about this month's events as we observe this. And remember, folks, this is about supporting. Mm-hmm. And bringing awareness to our survivors, any way that we can empower them or allow them the opportunity to feel empowered, that's the goal of it all. Let's talk about some community involvement in supporting or preventing abuse as like the first main question. How can the community help right off the bat during the month of April?
Yep. So during the month of April, we really hit social media with a huge impact. So our staff is incredible at creating content that is current and relevant, especially in today's climate. So the most important thing I think that we can do, because we're all on social media, is share that content, have conversations about that content. We're really thoughtful with our content. So that is number one. Then there's lots of little things that happen throughout the month that people can participate in that is not a big, huge event or anything like that. So every month across the whole nation is what's called a Day of Action. And that's April 7th. Teal is the color of Sexual Assault Awareness Month. So everybody wears teal on April 7th. They share those posts if they want, tag us. It's just a way to show solidarity with survivors. And so that's a really fun thing we do. We have shirts that we've created that we will be wearing. And so it's just something fun and visible, I think. Then a really, really fun event I think that's new for us and going to be cool is we're partnering with Black Moon Arts, which is a local tattoo shop here in Sheridan, and they are doing a flash tattoo event for us with images that would resonate with sexual assault survivors or people who want to support sexual assault survivors. So those flash tattoo images, you can come in, get those, and then some of the proceeds will come to us.
That is great.
And that is just really nice. I think the artwork is phenomenal by Black Moon Arts. And so we're really appreciative that they're just so supportive of us. And so at that, we'll also have advocates available because we believe that a lot of survivors will come and want to get something or just visit. And then we have some of our merch for sale at that event. And then another really cool one that I love talking about that happens worldwide actually is what's called Denim Day. And that is April 29th. And Denim Day started after in Italy, a young girl was sexually assaulted by her her driving instructor. And it went to court and he was found guilty. But then a judge later overturned that guilty conviction because this judge determined that her jeans were so tight on her that she must have helped to remove her jeans, therefore implying that she was consenting to the assault. And so then it was overturned. And so now all across the world, people on this day wear jeans in solidarity of that because it really shifted the blame towards mm-hmm. victim, which is what happens most often. And so we always participate in Denim Day. A lot of businesses around town participate in Denim Day. And I think it's a really, one of those cool activist type moments.
Where, I think it's great.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. And I'd love to just see everybody in jeans.
Yes.
On that
yeah. And it's, some of the high school kids participate and stuff like that. So it's pretty cool.
That is great.
I love that event. Like,
it's a defiant moment.
And then there's lots of other little things on our social media. Like Java Moon is creating a drink for us. We're so excited for us. It's called the No Pressure Refresher and it's teal. And they're donating proceeds to us. And so just lots of cool things, but all of it's going to be announced on our social media.
Now, a lot of these efforts, we'll be doing a little bit of fundraising on the site. Like you said, mm-hmm. we're going to be selling some merch.
Yeah.
Love to see that merch get bought up.
Yep.
Looking forward to kind of buying some myself.
Yeah.
So where are those funds go?
So that's going to go directly back to our center, and it specifically goes to helping victims in Sheridan County. So anything we raise in that regard is for those emergency aid type funds.
Now, I'm running out of time with you. We're down to about 4 minutes. So
let's
talk about issues that you would like to see within the community. If there was something you would like the community mm-hmm. to know about victims, because and there's a reason I'm bringing it up.
Yeah.
And it's the idea that, okay, someone approaches you with this. Mm-hmm. Let's say you're the person they decide to share it with mm-hmm. and they don't know what to do.
Yeah.
I want to be there for you.
Yeah.
I'm not trained. I want to help. What would you like folks to know who are put in that situation?
So two things. I do love the idea that initially we want to think that people want to help, but in reality, when people are talking about sexual assault, there's this issue across the nation, I think, where immediately things shift to victim blaming. And so my hope is that ends. We start shifting the blame where it belongs, which is on the perpetrators and not on victims, because I think most people have this idea or this concept in their head of how victims should behave. And so a lot of our education is surrounding the reality of sexual assaults and victimization and trying to get this notion out of our head of how victims should behave, because how they behave might not be how they behave, mm-hmm. How you think they behave. And so get that out of your head, then be that person that does want to help. And that doesn't mean rescuing or saving or anything like that, but listening and then guiding them to where they need to go. You would be surprised at how quickly people heal, or how the experience can become not positive, but just shift a little bit when they are met with kindness and understanding and belief.
Yeah.
And so I think that the only people that know what happened to them is them. It's not up to us to determine truth or what happened is what is going on here. It's just believing them, listening to them, and honoring these survivors that have shared before.
To individuals out there who may not have come forward yet,
mm-hmm.
they're trying to build up that strength. Sure. Do you have a message?
I think that they should tell someone. There's power in their story. There's power in telling someone. And I would love for them to start with us. They don't have to come in even. They can call, which is a huge relief for a lot of people. They don't have to give their name or any identifying information if they don't want to. They can just call and talk to an advocate. There's never any pressure to report. There's never any bossiness. We don't tell people what to do. It's pretty frequent. We just sit on the phone and listen for, you know, a while before we even start the conversation. So if you want somebody to hear you, I would start with us.
That's great.
Yeah.
You call in. You don't have to give any information whatsoever. Just tell your story.
Sure.
Get back that piece of power.
And if you don't want to call us, tell someone in your life, tell someone that's close to you. And it doesn't have to be this big, grand gesture either, big, grand story. You can start small. That's totally fine. Yeah. I think a lot of people want to share because they want to be believed, which is understandable in this climate, you know? But if you want to start small, start small.
Where can I go to learn more?
So I think the best place is our Facebook. It's Advocacy and Resource Center. Our website is www.arcsheridan.org, and our crisis line is 307-672-3222.
Rhonda, thank you for your strength, my friend.
Yeah, thank you. It's my pleasure. You've
been listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE and 103.9 FM. Believe the victims, folks. Sheridan.
Hi, I'm Maren Borsheim.
And Nicole Pierce with First Federal Bank and Trust.
Right now, qualified homebuyers may receive a mortgage rate up to 1.5% below the current market rate with a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage.
Yes, through the Mortgage Rate Relief Program.
It's designed to make buying your primary residence easier and more affordable.
We'll personally help you check eligibility and guide you through the process.
Call First Federal Bank and Trust for all the details or visit efirstfederal.bank.
First Federal Bank and Trust, because your home should be within reach. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Jake Vigil, proud to call Sheridan Home and bringing 20 years of auto sales and service to Sheridan Motors, your locally owned Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and GMC dealer. Right now, get into a new Jeep with 0% financing for up to 60 months for up to $9,500 in rebates on select models. Let's be honest, you can't buy love, but you can buy a Jeep, and that's pretty close. Come see me, Jake Vigil, at Sheridan Motors, where we treat you like family.
Bagpipes with attitude, drums with a Scottish accent, a rock show unlike anything you have ever seen. The Red Hot Chili Pipers bring their internationally acclaimed bag rock sound live to the YO Theater Thursday, April 2nd at 7 p.m. Blending the power of traditional Highland bagpipes with guitars, keyboards, and a driving rock rhythm section, the Red Hot Chili Pipers play everything from classics like Amazing Grace to Thunderstruck by AC/DC. Whether you love Celtic music, classic rock, or just a night out that will leave you grinning, this is a show you won't want to miss. Get your tickets today at the YO box office or online at yotheater.com. The Red Hot Chili Pipers, Thursday, April 2nd.
When someone you love starts needing help, everything changes. Suddenly you're worrying about rides to appointments, meals, chores, and making sure they're okay when you're not there. That's what Synergy Home Care is all about. Real support, real connection, real dignity. From senior in-home care, companionship to memory care, and hospital to home support, and specialized home care, it's care that works around your family. Visit SynergyHomeCare.com or call 674-HOME. That's 674-HOME. Synergy Home Care, local family-owned home care you can count on.
Strong businesses start with skilled people. The Workforce Development Training Fund can reimburse Wyoming employers for training investments, strengthening businesses and Wyoming's workforce at the same time. Train smarter, grow stronger. Visit dws.wyo.gov/WDTF. That's dws.wyo.gov/WDTF. This message sponsored by Wyoming Department of Workforce Services, Wyoming Association of Broadcasters, and this station.